Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, a Chicago craft brewery that works to innovate new ways to brew and age beer. More at gooseisland.com. You don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And later on, we are going to talk to one of our favorite newer bands, Jim, Bat Fangs.
Yeah.
We both saw them at South by Southwest numerous times.
Yeah.
Because they were so much fun.
Maybe you think I got my number, but now I'm going to disappear.
That's later in the show, Jim, but it's time again to share some of our latest buried treasures. We do this periodically, Jim. We have so many recordings that we want to talk about in the show that we can't possibly keep up with them all. Each of us have sort of got a stack. I guess in the old parlance, it's a stack, and it's now a bunch of digital
stack,
files.
Yes.
Yeah, of music that we love, recordings that are coming out consistently over the course of the year that maybe aren't getting the attention we think they deserve. We try to correct the balance here with this particular segment. Buried Treasures, we call it. You've got the first one you want to unbury.
They are called Falcon Jane, this fantastic band from Ontario, and they have coined for themselves their own genre name, Plez Rock, P-L-E-Z, as in pleasurable, which, you know, I automatically my twee alert goes off. I have a limited tolerance for that. But the woman who fronts the band, Sarah May, is a great, witty lyricist, and the melodies, you know, it's classic indie rock, hyper-melodic, chiming guitars. This song that I'm going to play, Ginger Ale, she says, was written in the bedroom of a non-air-conditioned flat in Ontario in the middle of a heat wave. I was sweaty, I was unemployed, I was broke, and I was in love. Except, you know, the way she sings it, I think she has higher hopes for the ginger ale she just popped open than for this relationship, perhaps. But it does have that visceral sense. You can feel the way she is feeling at this point in time as she just kind of takes in everything around her in the middle of this room. They have a new album out, their third full length. It's called Feeling Freaky. I love this song, Ginger Ale. It's like my tune of the summer. Here they are, Falcon Jane, on Sound Opinions.
It's too hot to watch TV. I'm so bored of this city. On my endless vacation, I'm heading away from it. One day I'll buy my own Mustang. One day I'll cry about nothing. Cause there's nothing wrong with me, but I don't see a way.
Canadian quintet Falcon Jane with Ginger Ale. Good album too, Greg, Feeling Freaky.
I like that dreamy vibe there, you know. I'm ready to climb into the hammock and drink some ginger ale after I listen to Ginger Ale.
Right, so. Back when you're in college and you can't afford an air conditioner and all you got is that fan, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I got another song that'll keep up that summer vibe for you. An artist by the name of Voulet out of Chicago, Voulet Taylor. He grew up on the South Side and, you know, wasn't really part of the rap scene for a long time, until the last couple of years, actually. He's 28 years old now, a relative elder statesman by Chicago hip-hop standards. But he has made an incredibly deep impression in the 2 years that he has been putting out recordings, to the point where you see mainstream rappers, you know, borrowing his style because it's so distinctive. He raps very quietly. He says, people say, it sounds like I'm in a library. Mm. And he says, where that's coming from is, I was in an apartment building where I was the youngest tenant in the building, and I was getting all these complaints about, you know, you're too loud, and I had to keep it down. So almost by default, he went to a quieter style. The other thing that's really distinctive about his songs is that they're incredibly short. He said, I'd watch my friends watching these mainstream hip-hop videos, and they'd be tuning out after a verse. I said, you know, give them a minute and a half, 2 minutes, we're done.
Ramones.
Very specific in his imagery as a result. The words are very terse. He paints these very vivid pictures with very few words, leaves a lot to the imagination, creates a scene, and then quietly exits. And you're kind of left with kind of this mystical vibe, and which to me is really cool. The hypnotic track from his debut major label EP, Good Job You Found Me, Valone. That's Kanye West's label, by the way, that signed him. West is a fan of his stuff and has started to collaborate with him. I think he'll be much more widely known in a few months than he is now, so pay attention to this guy. Voulet with a track called Valone on Sound Opinions.
Might catch me out in V-Long. You broke, leave me alone. That super sport I still own. It's broken, it's at home. These are vintage jeans. Rockin' Gucci, that's expensive feet. That knockoff, that is not for me. Can't give her back like she not fit for me. Might catch me out in V-Long. You broke, leave me alone. That super sport I still own. It's broken, it's at home.
That is Valone by the artist Voulet on Sound Opinions.
Really interesting stuff, Greg. You know, dare I say, almost an Eno-esque production, or Bjork or Sigur Rós, right? I mean, there's that kind of weird sensibility.
Very sparse and atmospheric.
Yeah, clashing with the hip-hop in a good way. I got something now that is all clash, 110%. A Stockholm garage punk band called Viagra Boys. You know, which is interesting. It's more in that helicopters, hellbent for leather, kick out the jams, garage rock vein, except with a frontman, Sebastian Murphy, who is 100% the reincarnation of Marky Smith of The Fall. All right? Both in terms of his kind of monotone delivery, staccato delivery, and his weird
bizarre, surreal sense of humor. As you know, I am not a fan of the sports, and you very much are. I can't, no sport ever, right? This track called Sports, which is from their forthcoming album, Street Worms, right, is just classic. It's just so bizarre. You know, it starts off wiener dogs, short shorts, cigarette, surfboard, ping pong, rugby ball, wiener dog, sports, right? Mm-hmm. And he kind of goes through these litany of words, mm-hmm. like Sid Barrett in the Word Song, that don't have anything to do with it. And then you realize kind of every time he goes sports with the exclamation point, it's like, oh, these are all things we hate. And I'm like 100% with Sebastian right there. I have really high hopes for the album. Street Worms is the album. This is the song Sports by Viagra Boys on Sound Opinions. Viagra Boys, Sports. Isn't that great? I love that.
When I first heard that, I was thinking, remember the band Trio, the German?
Oh, yeah. Da, band, da, 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 da.
It's kind of got that almost ironic, you know, foreign accent meets this kind of like dumbed down, intentionally dumbed down.
Yeah.
And it's kind of witty and clever. I almost feel like that's a novelty song. Like it's, you know, it'll wear out quickly, but there's other stuff that I've been hearing from this group that's impressing me even more than that song. But
yeah,
it's
love
a
the
funny
whole album.
Song.
I was going to play, you know, I could play anything from the album, but I thought, you know, any chance to get a dig in at Sports is good with me.
Well, I'm any chance that I can give a shout-out to Poster Children from downstate Illinois.
Yes.
I will. And, you know, they don't give us a lot of opportunities to do so. I mean, this band was extremely prolific in the late 80s through the 90s. They would play 300 shows a year.
Tireless.
In this van. And what a wonderful band to see live. They were just so dynamic and put out a string of really cool records. Since then, the couple that is kind of the mainstays in the band, Rick Valentin and Rose Marshak, are parents now and full-time arts technology professors at Illinois State University in Normal. And meanwhile, they do Poster Children and various musical side projects as well. The latest Poster Children record, the first since 2004, is called Grand Bargain. You know, the second half of Poster Children's career is a social and political commentary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really funny, really caustic, and it's married to these really pithy, catchy, three-minute rockin' punk songs. Basically, the Poster Children doing what they've done so well for so long in a context that relates very much to what's going on in the world today. The song Big Surprise that I'm going to play is basically talking about an impending ecological disaster. I wonder what the climate change people are going to think about this song, right? Big Surprise from Poster Children on Sound Opinions.
Big Surprise by Poster Children. Greg, I'm so glad we finally got to that. I think the return of Poster Children is right up there with Superchunk.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In terms of like,
really good
it's
record.
So great to see these 90s indie heroes still going strong as parents, as dare I say, middle-aged mm-hmm. people. And Rose Marshack is just like the coolest bassist ever. Maybe only after Laura Balance. When we come back, we'll share more of our buried treasures that you need to hear in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Moments after, something about the moments after.